Good morning, everyone. It's Sunday morning, about 5 o'clock, and it's the 8th of April, 2018. When we were yet without strength, in due time, Christ died for the ungodly. He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? In him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and ye are complete in him, which is the head of all principality and power. Abide in me, and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye except ye abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me you can do nothing. To will is present with me, but how to perform that which is good I find not. Unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done in you. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom. In everything, ye are enriched by him. Well, this morning, we are ready for the 63rd Psalm. O God, thou art my God. Early will I seek thee. My soul thirsteth for thee. My flesh longeth for thee in a dry and thirsty land where no water is. To see thy power and thy glory, so as I have seen thee in the sanctuary. Because thy loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise thee. Thus will I bless thee while I live. I will lift up my hands in thy name. My soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness, and my mouth shall praise thee with joyful lips. When I remember thee upon my bed and meditate on thee in the night watches, because thou hast been my help, therefore in the shadow of thy wings will I rejoice. My soul followeth hard after thee, thy right hand upholdeth me. But those that seek my soul to destroy it shall go down into the lower parts of the earth. They shall fall by the sword, they shall be a portion for the foxes. But the king shall rejoice in God. Every one that sweareth by him shall glory, but the mouth of them that speak lies shall be stopped. Psalm 64. Hear my voice, O God, in my prayer. Preserve my life from the fear of the enemy. Hide me from the secret counsel of the wicked, from the insurrection of the workers of iniquity, who whet their tongues like a sword, bend their bows to shoot their arrows, even bitter words, that they may shoot in secret at the perfect. Suddenly do they shoot at him and fear not. They encourage themselves in an evil matter. They commune of laying snares. Privately they say, who shall see them? They search out iniquities, they accomplish a diligent search, both the inward thought of every one of them, the heart is deep. But God shall shoot at them with an arrow. Suddenly they shall be wounded, so shall they make their own tongue to fall upon themselves. All that see them shall flee away, and all men shall fear and declare the work of God. For they shall wisely consider of his doing. The righteous shall be glad in the Lord, and shall trust in him, and all the upright in heart shall glory. And then the last one this morning we're going to be doing is Psalm 65, to the chief musician, a psalm and a song of David. Praise waiteth for thee, O God, in Zion, and to thee shall the vow be performed. O thou that hearest prayer, unto thee shall all flesh come. Iniquities prevail against me. As for our transgressions, thou shalt purge them away. Blessed is the man whom thou choosest and causest to approach unto thee, that he may dwell in thy courts, and we shall be satisfied with the goodness of thy house, even of thy holy temple. By terrible things in righteousness will thou answer us, O God of our salvation, who art the confidence of all the ends of the earth and of them that are afar off upon the sea, which by his strength settleth fast the mountains, being girded with power, which stilleth the noise of the seas, the noise of their waves, and the tumult of the people. They also that dwell in the uttermost parts are afraid at thy tokens. Thou makest the outgoings of the morning and evening to rejoice. Thou visitest the earth and waterest it. Thou greatly enrichest it with the river of God, which is full of water. Thou preparest in corn, which thou hast so provided for. Thou waterest the ridges thereof abundantly. Thou settlest the furrows thereof. Thou makest it soft with showers. Thou blessest the springing thereof. Thou crownest the year with thy goodness, and thy path drop fatness. They drop upon the pastures of the wilderness, and the little hills rejoice on every side. The pastures are clothed with flocks. The valleys are also covered with, over with corn. They shout for joy. They also sing. Well, I think the two verses that really stand out to me this morning are Psalm 65, verses 3 and 4. The iniquities prevail against me. As for our transgressions, thou shalt purge them away. Blessed is the man whom thou choosest and causest to approach unto thee, that he may dwell in thy courts. He shall be satisfied with the goodness of thy house, even of thy holy temple. God is the cause of all things, and for most particularly, our salvation. He causes us to approach unto him. And he purges our transgressions. He forgives our iniquities. I'm glad that we can trust in God's word, in his precious promises, that he's forgiven us all of our sins, and that he has caused us to approach unto him. God bless.